A Necessary Evil. Read. The other's disappearances became a presence of its own. It hung over us like a rope, tightening with each small noise. When Beau kicked a pebble, Jean-Luc tensed. When Coco inhaled too sharply, Blaze growled. He'd half-shifted, eyes glowing luminous in the semi-darkness, to better scent Lou and to better fight whatever roamed these tunnels. "This doesn't end with Celie and Lou," Coco had said fiercely when he tried to leave, to search for his missing children. Curiously, he hadn't been able to smell where they'd gone, where any of them had gone. They'd just vanished. "It ends with Morgane. This has her clawed hands all over it. Wherever she is, Liana and Terrence will be too. Trust me." No one voiced what that meant. Everyone knew. Even a moment spent under Morgane's mercy was too long, too late.
"Are her hands clawed?"
Beau had muttered a few moments later. Coco had raised her brows at him.
"You were at Modronit. You saw them."
"They weren't clawed."
"They should have been. She should have a wart and a hunchback, too, the hackneyed bitch." Even Jean-Luc cracked a grin.
"His balasardo weighed heavy against my chest.
At last, when I could stand it no more, I unsheathed it, handing it to him.
Here, take it."
His smile slipped, and he missed a step.
Why would you give this back to me?"
I curled his fingers around the hilt.
"It's yours. Mine is gone."
When I shrugged, the movement didn't feel forced. It felt right. Light. A weight lifted from my shoulders.
"Perhaps it's for the best. I'm not a huntsman anymore."
He stared at me. Then the dam broke. "You're a witch! You killed the Archbishop with magic!" His voice dripped with accusation, with betrayal, but there in his eye was a sliver of hope. He wanted me to deny it. He wanted to blame someone else, anyone else, for what had happened to our forefather. In that sliver, I recognized my old friend. He was still in there. Despite everything, he still wanted to trust me. The thought should have warmed me, but it didn't. That sliver was a lie.
"Yes."
I watched as his hope shriveled, as he physically recoiled from me. Blaze's gaze touched my cheek, curious, studying, but I ignored him.
"I won't deny it, and I won't explain myself. I am a witch, and I killed our forefather. The Archbishop didn't deserve it, but he also wasn't the man we thought he was."
Visibly deflating, he scrubbed a hand down his face.
"Mother of God!"
When he looked up again, he met my gaze with not camaraderie exactly, but a sense of resignation.
"Have you known all this time?"
"No."
"Did you enchant him to receive your position?"
"Of course not."
"And does it feel different?" At this, he swallowed visibly, but he did not look away. In that small act of defiance, I remembered the boy who'd befriended me, cared for me, the one who'd always pulled me up when I fell, the one who'd punched Julien for calling me trash boy, before the greed had hardened us to each other, before the envy.
"I'm not the same person I was, Jean."
The words, so different than before, so true, fell heavy from my lips, final.
"But neither are you. We'll never be what we were, but here, now, I'm not asking for your friendship. Morgane is near, and together, regardless of our past, we have a real chance to finish her."
"You thought she'd attack at the funeral. You were wrong." Unbidden, more truth spilled forth. I felt lighter with each word.
"I thought whatever I needed to think to attend the Archbishop's funeral."
I hadn't realized it at the time. Perhaps couldn't have realized it. And though I'd thought wrong, I didn't regret it. I couldn't. He started to argue, but I pushed forward before the next words died in my throat, forced myself to meet his gaze directly.
"Jean, I never knew about Celie."
He stiffened.
"If I'd known how you felt, I would have..."
"What? Not accepted her love? Not accepted the Archbishop's? Would I not have fought him in the tournament or taken my oath? Would I have given up my dreams because he wanted them too?"
"I'm sorry,"
I said simply.
and I was. I was sorry life had dealt us the same cards. I was sorry for his pain, for the suffering I'd inadvertently caused him. I couldn't take it away, but I could acknowledge it. I could open the door for us. I couldn't, however, force him to step through it. A tense moment passed before he dipped his chin, but I recognized that nod for what it was. A single step. Without another word, we continued our search. It took another half hour for Blaze to catch Lou's scent.
She is close,
he frowned, creeping toward the tunnel ahead.
But there are others. I can hear their heartbeats, them breaths.
He skidded backward abruptly, eyes wide as he turned.
Run!
Chasseurs rounded the corner. Balisardas lifted. They recognized me immediately and charged. Philippe led them. When Jean-Luc leapt in front of us, however, shoving me backward, out of their line of fire, they staggered to a halt.
What is this?
Philippe snarled. He didn't lower his blade. His eyes fell to Jean-Luc's own Balisarda.
Where did you... Reed returned it to me.
Those behind Philippe shifted uncomfortably. They disliked this new information. I was a witch, a murderer. Confusion, unease flitted across their faces as they took in Jean's protective stance.
Why are you here, Captain?
Philippe jerked his chin toward me.
He is our enemy. They all are.
A necessary evil. After a single, hesitant look in my direction, Jean-Luc straightened his shoulders.
We have new orders, men. Morgane is here. We find her. And we kill her.